Ninth grade biology. Readings for Thursday, May 7th, chapter 18, pages 399 through 404. Page 399. Species interactions. Just as populations contain interacting members of a single species, communities contain interacting populations of many species. Many species have specific types of interactions with other species. This chapter introduces the five major types of interactions among species: predation, competition, parasitism, mutualism, and commensalism. These categories are based on whether each species causes any benefit or harm to the other species in a given relationship. Predation. In predation, an individual of one species, called the predator, eats all or part of an individual of another species, called the prey. Predation is a powerful force in a community. The relationship between predator and prey influences the size of each population and affects where and how each species lives. Examples of predators include carnivores, predators that eat animals, and herbivores, predators that eat plants. Many types of organisms can act as predators or prey. All heterotrophs are either predators or parasites, or both. Predator adaptations. Natural selection favors the evolution of predator adaptations for finding, capturing, and consuming prey. For example, rattlesnakes have an acute sense of smell and have heat-sensitive pits located below each nostril. These pits enable a rattlesnake to detect warm-bodied prey, even in the dark. Many snakes use venom to disable or kill their prey. A venomous rattlesnake is shown in Figure 20-1. Other predator adaptations include the sticky webs of spiders, the flesh-cutting teeth of wolves and coyotes, the speed of cheetahs, and the striped pattern of a tiger's coat, which provides camouflage in a grassland habitat. Many herbivores have mouthparts suited to cutting and chewing tough vegetation. A predator's survival depends on its ability to capture food, but a prey's survival depends on its ability to avoid being captured. Therefore, natural selection also favors adaptations in prey that allow the prey to escape, avoid, or otherwise ward off predators. Page 400. Adaptations in animal prey. Animals may avoid being eaten by carnivores in different ways. Some organisms flee when a predator approaches. Others escape detection by hiding or by resembling an inedible object, as shown in Figure 20-2A. Some animals use deceptive markings, such as fake eyes or false heads, to startle a predator. Some animals have chemical defenses. Animals such as the frog shown in Figure 20-2B produce toxins and use bright colors to warn would-be predators of their toxicity. In mimicry, one species closely resembles another species. For example, the harmless kingsnake is a mimic of the venomous coral snake, as shown in Figure 20-3. This form of mimicry is called Batesian mimicry. Another form of mimicry called Müllerian mimicry exists when two or more dangerous or distasteful species look similar. For example, many kinds of bees and wasps have similar patterns of alternating yellow and black stripes. This kind of mimicry benefits each species involved because predators learn to avoid similar-looking individuals. Adaptations in plant prey. Plants cannot run away from a predator, but many plants have evolved adaptations that protect them from being eaten. Physical defenses, such as sharp thorns, spines, sticky hairs, and tough leaves, can make plants more difficult to eat. Plants have also evolved a range of chemical defenses that are poisonous, irritating, or bad tasting. These chemicals are often byproducts of the plant's metabolism and are called secondary compounds. Some examples of secondary compounds that provide a defense function are strychnine, which is produced in plants of the genus Strychnos, and nicotine, which is produced by the tobacco plant. Poison ivy and poison oak produce an irritating chemical that causes an allergic reaction on some animals' skin. Page 401. Competition. Interspecific competition is a type of interaction in which two or more species use the same limited resource. For example, both lions and hyenas compete for prey such as zebras. Likewise, many plant species compete for soil or sunlight. Some species of plants prevent other species from growing nearby by releasing toxins into the soil. If two populations compete for a resource, the result may be a reduction in the number of either species or the elimination of one of the two competitors. More often, one species will be able to use a resource more efficiently than the other. As a result, less of the resource will be available to the other species. Competitive exclusion. Ecologist George F. Gauss was one of the first scientists to study competition in the laboratory. In test tubes stocked with a food supply of bacteria, Gauss raised several species of Paramecia in various combinations. When grown in separate test tubes, Paramecium caudatum and Paramecium aurelia each thrived. But when the two species were combined, Paramecium caudatum always died out because Paramecium aurelia was a more efficient predator of bacteria. Ecologists use the principle of competitive exclusion to describe situations in which one species is eliminated from a community because of competition for the same limited resource. Competitive exclusion may result when one species uses the limited resource more efficiently than the other species does. Joseph Connell's study of barnacles along the Scottish coast in the 1960s documented competition in the wild. Connell studied two species, Semibalanus balanoides and Thalmollus stellatus. These barnacles live in the intertidal zone, the portion of the seashore that that is exposed during low tide